You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are diving into a new series on neutrality. And I've been thinking a lot about this lately. I've been watching play session videos and in the collective and on the coaching calls. I've been noticing that there are some moments where, even though it is theoretically CCPT, it is not neutral. And I realized that I haven't really brought this up and we haven't really talked about this. So I want to span maybe, I don't know, two, three, 4 weeks on this, because I really think this is a pretty important piece of what we do. And if this gets missed, I think we inevitably find ourselves inadvertently deviating from the intention of CCPT, even if we're not deviating in the execution of CCPT. And I think once we dive into this, you'll potentially understand a little bit more about what I mean and the difference there. So let me give you a little bit of background. Many of you know, I've been in this profession and field for 20 years. Literally next month, it'll be 20 years. And I remember vividly the handful of times I can tell you which office I was in. I can tell you where I was sitting in the room. I can tell you which kid I was playing with. I can tell you what they were doing when it happened. When I say vivid memories, it's that vivid. I remember every detail of several moments with these specific kids where something happened and I did not remain neutral, even though I remained adherent. In other words, my tone of voice was not neutral. My body language was not neutral. Maybe the attitude with which I interacted was not neutral. My emotions certainly were not neutral. And I remember sensing, oh, wow, like you said the thing that was adherent, but that didn't feel congruent because it wasn't neutral. And I'm telling this story to let you know, I hated what happened after those moments. I hated how I felt. I hated how the child looked at me. I hated the child's reaction after the fact. I hated the silence that emerged as a result of my lack of neutrality. I really felt there was a fracture. I felt that there was a rupture. It was tangible. And thankfully, it wasn't long-lived. It was reparable. But the few times that I, early in my career, I was not neutral, I remember how much I hated what happened after that. And I reached a point, maybe the third or fourth time, where I just made a decision, I never want to be in this position again. And I refuse to. And here's why I gave you that story before I dive into this, because I never learned about neutrality. Not one person, not one text, not one training, no one, nothing has ever shared with me the concept of neutrality when it comes to CCPT. But I was very aware of it when I didn't convey it and what happened as a result. So this is more kind of a live and learn. You trial and error your way through things sometimes and lessons are acquired along the way. I hated, and I know that's a strong word, but I mean it. I hated what happened when I wasn't neutral with kids. And I just decided in that moment, I will never do it again. So when we get into this series, we're going to talk through lots of my thoughts about this and best practices to try to remain neutral and things that can sometimes get in the way and we don't even realize that we're not being fully neutral. So we're going to really kind of dive in pretty deeply here. But I liken this to I don't mean to be funny here, but I liken this to a choice, because CCPT is all about empowerment choices and enforcement choices. And this is a huge piece of what we do with our kids. It's one of our four pillars. So pretty consistently, kids are given choices. This is a choice. You have a choice to be neutral, or you have a choice to not be neutral. And I'm sad to say this, but it's just the reality of things. I know in my soul, some of you will choose not to be neutral. And I have to accept that. I just have to know that that is the truth and that's the reality. And it is what it is. But from the depth of my being, I'm going to do everything I can to hope that as many of you as possible will choose to be neutral moving forward. Because when we are not, it fractures and ruptures and damages the relationship. And it's in subtle ways. And often we are still following CCPT principles. We are still using CCPT skills. But the neutrality is not there. And we are going to talk a lot more in depth about what neutrality actually is in the playroom, but I would define it as a sense of no matter what happens, we have no obvious reaction. So our tone of voice stays the same, our facial expression stays the same, our skills stay the same, our interactions stay the same, our emotions stay the same. We are neutral. In other words, we're unfazed, and the child never feels a sense of whoa. Because often when I watch play sessions, and often when I'm hearing examples or, you know, here's what happened in a playroom being conveyed to me, even if what is being said is adherent, it's certainly not neutral. And I think that this gets in the way of not only the relationship we have with our kids, but it gets in the way of the model. Because everything about child-centeredness is unconditional. We can't have unconditional acceptance if we are not neutral. It's impossible. Because no matter what happens in the playroom, it can't bother you. If it bothers you, you don't unconditionally accept the child. So all of this is woven together, and nobody presents this in a way that this becomes a tenet that we learn. I just kind of figured it out. And I think some of you have also figured it out. Actually, a lot of my coaching people, I've watched you go from lacking neutrality early on in the program to being extremely neutral toward the end of it. It is something you can master. It is something that you can work on. It is a choice. It's that simple. I don't know if I've ever shared the story. If I have, it'll still be funny the second time around, but not funny for me, funny for you. I spoke ages and ages ago, really the first time that I was asked to speak for a long length of time. I had to speak at a church for about 45 minutes, and it was the first time that I spoke at length. It was videotaped, yes, on a VHS recorder back then. Videotaped. I watched it back. I said, I lost count after the 500 mark so many times. This is the same scenario, because if you've heard this story before, you know that after I watched that video, to myself in my own head, I said, you will never say the word again. And that was it. That was it for me. It was in that moment I made a choice, and I've never looked back. Same principle applies with this neutrality concept. You can make a decision at this very second, no matter what happens forever moving forward in my playroom with my clients, I'm going to be neutral. And there's lots of things we need to do to get there. We're going to talk through those things. But neutrality is a choice. And if you want control, you're not neutral. If you get flustered, you're not neutral. If a kid's behavior irritates you, you're not neutral. If a certain type of play gets under your skin, you're not neutral. When a kid hurts you and you react, you're not neutral. Example after example after example that I see, this is something we have to get our heads around. And I think if we do this, not only are we so much better of a clinician for it, but our kids get the gift of nothing to get in the way of their process. We try to stay out of kids' way. We talk about that concept a lot. We just need to get out of their way because they will self-actualize. When we're not neutral, that gets in the way. So this series is specifically to address that. So I hope that this is exciting. I hope that this is giving you something to think about. That's one of my favorite things, is when you all ruminate over things. And it's a food for thought scenario. We're planting seeds so that we can be at the top tier of our field. And I'm sure there are lots and lots and lots of play therapists that are clinically sound, but have no concept of whether or not their responses are perceived as neutral or not. And not on my watch. So anyway, that's where we're going with the series. I hope that that excites you. I hope that you're looking forward to it. If you would like to reach out, please do so. Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. If you haven't, I haven't said this in a while, so if you have not checked it out, please check out ccptcollective.com. You will find a wealth of resources there, forums, discussions, all kinds of posts from people all over the world that are practicing CCPT, and a huge network of like-minded people that you will find to be your tribe. You get 2 opportunities each week to do a live Zoom call with me and all of the other members that hop on the call. So definitely check that out if you haven't yet, or if you're new to the podcast. First of all, so glad you're here. Please check that out. It is just an incredible place to hang out and to be with your people. And also, if you are interested in any of the coaching programs that I offer, please go to playtherapypro.com and you can find out about all of the upcoming trainings and coaching programs that are available. Many of you have reached out and said, where do I find out about that stuff? So Play Therapy Pro is where you need to go. And that will give you the tracks and what those programs look like so that you can set up a call with me. All right, y'all. I hope you have a lovely week. We'll talk again soon. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.